Janae Renee and
Teddy Reese.
It's Sunday Conversation, and on the line with us, we got a special guest, Mr. Reverend Jesse Jackson. What's going on?
Well, good to hear your voice. We are into a countdown to Dignity Day or Doomsday, November 8th. If we vote with the passion, vote our hopes, and not our fears, it'll be Dignity Day and Celebration Day. If not, it'll be Doomsday, but we have the power in our hand to change the course of Georgia and America for the better.
Definitely. November 8th is the day. It's time to get ready to get out and vote. Now, I just want to ask you, what do you think the state of Georgia, what do you think Georgia's influence on the election will be or is?
There are enough voters who need affordable health care, who need a living wage, who need student loan debt reduction to vote in Georgia to win the state. After all, this election is about moving away from ugly rhetoric to beautiful voting. It's about affordable health care. It's about Social Security. It's about student loan debt, which is not greater than credit card debt. It's about livable wages for working people, the working poor. And we have a chance to win those battles if we, in fact, engage. But we must struggle and for the soul of America and don't turn that rope loose.
Reverend Jackson, the younger generation got very energized and excited over the last 8 years when we elected our first minority, first African-American president, President Barack Obama, and we need them to turn back out to the polls again. Just explain the importance of our young folks being involved in this civic process.
Well, first of all, if young people want to have the right to be a juror, they must register and vote, not just for Barack, but for themselves. There's a group of youth in Ferguson, Missouri, right after Michael Brown was killed. Let's register and vote. Let's vote with a passion. And once I'm not into voting, I say, well, would you like to be a juror when Michael Brown's killer comes to court? You say, sure, you're right. I'd like to face him. I say, you can't face him in the jury box unless you're a registered voter. He said, oh, he didn't know the power of the vote. With that vote, you can elect mayors who appoint police chiefs and fire chiefs. You can elect judges with the vote. You can fight for affordable health care with the vote. You can fight for more scholarships with the vote. With that vote, we have the capacity to change the course of our country. It's the crown jewel of our civil rights struggle. It was Dr. King's highest achievement. It is why Mandela spent 27 years in jail. Don't miss this moment, November the 8th. Do vote. And if you can't vote, take some months to polls. Some people need your help. My grandmother often said was not going to vote for me. Not because she didn't love me, but she couldn't read and write. And she had to make an X, and she had a bit of shame. But she's about to choose pride over dignity and opportunity. We convinced her, make that X, be exceptional, and make something happen. So it may be a senior citizen, it may be a parent, it may be a grandparent or a friend. All of us must vote on November 8th to make something happen.
Yes, sir. And another important day, early voting starts here for us October the 17th. And that's
October the 17th is a huge moment in Georgia history. I just spoke to Donnell, senior citizens home in Atlanta, Georgia, on Friday of this week. And these seniors, in turn, they turn it on. There'll be 24 places in Fulton County alone you can vote, early vote. And I tell you, if we begin to vote our numbers, inviting blacks and find common ground, pulling for the Falcons, pulling for the Braves, they can vote black and white together, pulling for health care and jobs, justice, and decent wages.
Yes, sir. And that's very critical. And right here in Columbus, Georgia, we are so fortunate to have you take time out of your schedule to speak with the citizens of Columbus, Georgia, to let them know.
Well, we thank Reverend so many of our friends in Columbus, Georgia, not the least of which is Brother Calvin.
Brother Calvin Smyra. Yes, sir. He's a great
Smyra
guy.
And
absolutely.
Late Reverend Howell down through the years. And old Frank Thomas's baseball hitting self, another Columbus man. We've had so many friends in Columbus across the years, but my friends, don't let this moment pass. Make heaven happen. Make Dr. King rejoice. Make Mandela rejoice. Vote. Vote hope and not fear. Go forward, not backwards.
Yes, sir. Reverend Jackson, I remember a couple years ago, I was the student body president at Albany State, and you came down to speak to us. That's when Dr. Shields, Portia Holmes Shields, was the president there. You had a very powerful and positive message about young people getting involved, taking your college education, and not only getting you know, enrolled in a job or in your career, but being civic minded and being involved in the community. If you will, just touch on that, because there are some young people listening that I know, especially my age, younger generation, that we need that motivation to hear that we
are important. You need political power to get your share of jobs, equal employment opportunity, and fair contract compliance to get your share of contracts, to get access to capital and industry and technology and deal flow as you grow in business. So you don't exist in a political vacuum. The political flow is determined by your investment. As we pull the rope, as for the soul of America, those who are trying to pull us backwards, we must pull forward. And don't turn that rope loose. With your strength and your vigor and your ambitions and your dreams, let's go forward. Let's not go backwards.
And I know that we've been speaking a lot about the youth. And I guess my question is, and I'm not sure if Teddy, I can't recall if you've asked this or not, Teddy, but how do we keep the youth excited about voting, or get them excited about voting? Because at one point, like you said, when President Obama was up for, you know, president, a lot of people did hit the polls. A lot of people voted for the very first time. But now I feel like a lot of people are back to that first day, saying that they don't want to vote. They don't see the reason why they should vote, or, you know, things like that.
When they voted for him in great numbers, it was a kind of novel attraction. It was good news we voted for the right person. But let me submit to you that you vote to be on the jury. You vote for your share of jobs and contracts. You vote for program priorities. I mean, you think of a state like Georgia turning back almost $20 billion in affordable health care money for the poorest people. You think our schools need more subsidy, that the youth can have more college scholarships. Those are political decisions. And so it's young, but not just so young. And guess what? Everybody will vote in open race. Those who don't vote will vote. If you don't vote, you join those who denied us the right to vote. You become an ally of George Wallace and Lester Maddox. I say join Dr. King and Mandela. Don't join George Wallace and Lester Maddox by backing out of opportunity. Don't miss this moment. You vote when you don't vote. Everybody will vote. If they deny us the right to vote, you choose not to vote, y'all got a lot in common. Don't vote. Your vote matters.
And we have some major implications coming up here with this election. Specifically, the Supreme Court justice, which has the power with one decision to just turn back so much that people like yourself have fought for. And that's critical, too. Do you want to touch on how
Donald Trump said in the debate in St. Louis he wants another Scalia-like justice? Well, Scalia and Clarence Thomas, who voted hand-in-hand against women's right to self-determination, against equal pay for equal work for women, they're against affordable health care. They're against easy access to voting. And so we have a chance to put in a leader who will appoint Supreme Court justice that will be fair. Supreme Court really does matter. In 1896, they voted legal segregation. We were trapped in Jim Crow for 58 more years because of the Supreme Court. And the next president will appoint at least two Supreme Court justices, and they can take us forward and the next generation forward. Again, I say, leave church Sunday. Leave church. And on Monday, take your time out. And on November 8th, don't work that day. Make that day dignity. They just wrap back and just wrap back and just vote.
All right. Just vote. November 8th is the day. Make sure you let your voice be heard and make your votes count. Speaking with the Reverend Jesse Jackson. And we know you got to get going. You are out here in Georgia doing things, so we don't want to hold you too long. But we definitely appreciate you checking in.
And I look at Hillary and I look at Trump and his filthy mouth. And I hear people say, well, you know, you can't trust Hillary. You can trust her to fight for the right to vote. You can trust her to fight for gender equality and racial justice, which she's done all of her life.
Right.
You can trust her to fight for affordable health care. You can trust her to fight to raise workers' wages. You can trust her not to offend our Mexican neighbors, not to offend Muslims. You can trust her on that which makes sense to us. Don't go for the caricature. Go for the Hillary. It'll mean a big difference in our lives.
Reverend Jesse Jackson, thank you so much again for sharing with the listeners here in Columbus, Georgia, the importance of getting out to vote. And
sir, we can my regards down there.
Yes, sir.
We will.
I'm on the Fountain City Classic Committee with him. I will let him know what you said, but we can't let this moment pass by saying thank you to you for all that you sacrificed to be a voice and to fight this battle for so many voiceless people. You are truly one to be admired, sir. We thank you again for your time today and for your message specifically and especially and passionately to the people here in Columbus, Georgia.
All right, more Sunday conversation on the way.
Okay, so Sarah, I'm dropping you off at Emily's?
Yep.
And Josh, you're going to?
Soccer, Dad. Soccer practice.
Right. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know when I pick you both up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, and my dorky dad hat, and I'm gonna do my dad dance for all your friends. They'll love it!
Seriously? Why?
Because I like my short shorts. Of course, I could be talked out of it if you guys would just buckle up your seatbelts without giving me a hard time.
It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. And sometimes, all it takes is your parental powers of persuasion.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Good choice. I'll just have to do my dad dance at dinner time.
What, what?
No!
Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can.
And we're back with Sunday Conversation. That was amazing to have Jesse Jackson on
yes,
the line.
Huh? I tell you, it was awesome for him to just want to talk to the citizens of Columbus and the River Valley about the importance of voting.
You know, I think that's just the main point that everyone's trying to get out. No matter who you vote for, just make sure you exercise your right to vote, be educated, be involved, all of that. I think that's what the big message is that everyone's trying to spread.
Absolutely. If you consider, you know, the route of history and what so many went through for us to have this right, we definitely need to exercise it.
Right. And in the studio with us right now, we got the managing partner of the Wright Legal Group, president of the Fountain City Bar Association, Ms. Katanga Wright. What's going on, lady?
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us for Sunday Conversation. Now, we know you're going to talk all about folks getting educated on voting.
Yes, Fountain City Bar has taken on that voter education space. There are a lot of people registering. There are even people transporting people put to the polls, but we found a special place for the attorneys of Fountain City Bar Association to take lead on the voter education piece. And we have been taking tours around the city so far, and we've got probably another 10 dates to actually do our education initiative. And so we're here to talk a little bit about what those ballot questions will be.
Okay. Okay, just run down. I know, Teddy, you have a copy of them, right?
Yeah, and I just want to add, it's important that we understand, particularly this year, the implications of some of the ballot questions. So we wanted to make sure that our listeners understood what was on the ballot, especially after just hearing Reverend Jackson talk about the importance of voting.
Right.
You need to know what you're voting for.
Absolutely. There are going to be five ballot questions that voters in Muskogee County will be asked to vote on. Four of those are statewide amendments, one local amendment, and we all have heard about the Thaw the Freeze initiative,
right,
or those who say Keep the Freeze initiative, which will be the fifth question on the ballot for Muskogee County voters only.
So the state questions will be 1, 2, 3, and 4 under a heading of proposed constitutional amendments, right?
That's correct.
And the particular Columbus election for the tax referendum, Thaw the Freeze or Keep the Freeze, will be listed under special election.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, if they want to get, I guess, more information on the questions to kind of understand the questions better, where would that location, that information be? Is that also on the ballot? Do they have a paper there that they can research it before they decide to answer the question? Like, how does that work for those that don't know?
Well, for those that don't know, they can obviously go and do a Google search with their Georgia legislator, and there should be some information about the sponsors and the actual questions. Obviously, we are filling the gap because there is a disconnect between the words and understanding the words and the arguments for and against each of those ballot initiatives.
Okay.
For instance, we highlight the fact that in the Opportunity School District question, which a lot of people like the Thaw the Freeze initiative, it's a hot button topic. A lot of people have heard about it, but nowhere in that question does it say anything about Opportunity School District. So we have been informing people about what to expect and what they're voting for as we've been educating people in the community about those questions.
And that's question number one.
That
actually
is question number
one. That is question number one. And the verbiage, as you just stated on the ballot, is going to read, shall the Constitution of Georgia be amended to allow the state to intervene in chronically failing public schools in order to improve student performance? That's Opportunity School District.
That is the Opportunity School District question, but as you just read it, it nowhere does it say that. So people going into the ballot boxes, into the polling booths, need to understand what they're looking for so they know how to vote.
Right.
Because they are familiar with it, they may just not be familiar with the wording of that question.
So if someone votes yes on number one, they're saying that they are okay, or they want the state to have the power, or the governor to have the power to come in and intervene with the school district. But if they vote no to number one, they're saying, no, I do not agree that the governor should come in and be able to intervene with particular school districts.
You couldn't have said it better, Teddy. Okay. That's exactly
right. Look at you, Teddy. Look at you.
So, and question number two.
Question number two. Question number two deals with the Sexually Exploitation of Children's Act, which it'll be clear in that question exactly what people are voting for.
Okay.
It talks about increasing criminal penalties for certain types of sexually related crimes, which there are numerous ones in that question that we won't probably have time to read all of it and get to all of our questions. But it'll be clear, either a vote for yes would mean you would want that fund that will assess criminal penalties and additional assessments on adult entertainment establishments, for those funds to be collected and then put in a fund for people and victims of, for instance, sex trafficking, which has been a hot button item nationally. And so now our legislator has decided that we want to put funds to those victims of sexually related crimes. So a vote no would obviously not create a fund for those types of crimes and victims.
Okay.
And number three is another hot topic button, especially throughout the state capital area where you have a lot of lawmakers and attorneys and things of that nature. And it deals with the Judicial Qualification Commission.
That's right. That particular question is definitely near and dear to attorneys. And GTLA, Georgia Trial Lawyers Association, recently came out publicly against creating a new Judicial Qualifications Commission. And for those of you who don't know what that body does, it essentially is the body, an independent body, that will discipline judges who do wrong. Right now, they are considered to be a watchdog independent group. They've got seven members, two of which are state bar attorneys. Excuse me, three of which are state bar members.
That's right.
Two are judges, and one citizen, one local citizen.
Okay.
Right. Right. And so with that particular commissioner, and a good friend of mine, Lester Tate, used to head that up, they would hear cases of complaints that normal citizens would file against judges. And there are instances where judges have been removed. So what number three would do is take that power away from them and give it to a body of people that are now appointed by the state, which many people, you know, have concluded that it would politicize, you know, this commission. So a vote yes would be to say, yes, state of Georgia, we want to give you the power to throw away the structure as it is now and appoint new people. Or a vote no would be to say, we like the way it is now, we want it to stay.
That's correct. And the difficulty with this question is it doesn't spell out exactly how it will be structured if people vote yes. So there are a lot of question marks. People are really concerned about the state of being able to discipline judges who are misbehaving, so mm-hmm. to speak. Mm-hmm. We want to keep that as it is, until such time that the legislator does a better job of spelling it out, in my opinion. Of course, my views are my personal views and not right. the views of Fountain City Bar, but right. I think overwhelmingly most attorneys and judges, I think, feel that way.
And question number four deals with the taxes from the sale of fireworks. And it would basically set up a fund so that the money could be utilized for firefighter equipment and training and local public safety purposes. And we love our first responders. And we want them to be as equipped as they can be. So I'm not telling you how to vote. But if you vote no, you will be saying that you do not want the taxes from fireworks to go to our first responders. But if you vote yes, the taxes from fireworks will be going to our first responders.
And I think our legislator did a very good job of linking in people who use fireworks are oftentimes the same ones who are calling, especially right. if they're that's using right. them inappropriately.
Oh, I've set the woods on fire. Exactly. I need a fire truck.
You need a fire truck. I need an ambulance because I stood over the fireworks like that yeah. that video that we see with the doll. I don't know how many of y'all remember that commercial, but there's a doll sitting over fireworks and they're just going on in the face. So if you're that person, this definitely corresponds directly to the need and the increased need as we loosen our laws about allowing fireworks and the sale of fireworks in Georgia, because for those of you from Georgia, you remember a time mm-hmm. when we had to go across to Alabama in order to buy fireworks. So now,
oh,
Georgia,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, that was a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. So now we can buy fireworks in Georgia. So there's a direct correlation between needing those funds. So personally, I'll be voting yes to that.
And the last question on the ballot that you will see, the last thing that you will be asked in casting your vote in this upcoming election session is the special election for Muskogee County that deals with our current tax code. And it reads, shall the act be approved, which eliminates the current base year assessed value homestead exemption for purposes of Muskogee County Schools and consolidated city government ad valorem taxes for homestead property acquired after January 1, 2017. To bring that down to basic level for you.
Please
if
do.
If you vote yes, you're voting to thaw the freeze.
That's
if you
right.
vote no, you're voting to keep the current tax structure that is in place.
That's right. And that's another question very similar to the Opportunity School District question that contains none of the language that people are familiar with and will be looking for when they go to actually cast their ballot. So they pay close attention to the fact that the wording really deals with the increase of ad valorem taxes and that assessment. It says nothing about freeze. So if you go in there looking for the word freeze, you're not going to find it. But just know that's the special election question. There's been a lot of debates back and forth. And we do a pretty good job of going over both the support and what they're saying in support of, and then the opposition. And I think it's equally weighted on both sides as far as people who support it and people who don't. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
How that comes out.
Well, Attorney Katanga Wright, thank you so much for coming in with your expertise today to
talk about
the ballot questions, and thank you to the Fountain City Bar, in which I am a member.
Absolutely.
Thinking about this special need in the community, and that's what we have to do as citizens, make sure that we're filling all the gaps, bridging yes. all of the potholes and stumbling blocks, getting them out of the way so that our voters can be an educated voter.
That's right. That's right.
That's
and if I
about.
Could just give a shout out to all the members of the Fountain City Bar Association. We recently received a State Bar Pro Bono Award, and we're going to be accepting that award the end of October. So
okay.
thank you for
congratulations.
All the, yes, yes, yes. And thank you for all the members who have spent their time away from their practices, away from their jobs to help with initiatives just like the voter education that we're doing now. Without the collective body body, none of this would be possible, and our community would not be as enriched as it has been this year.
All right. Well, congratulations again. And thank you, Ms. Katanga Wright, for stopping through Sunday Conversation today.
Thank you.
All right, Teddy. So we're about, what, 3 weeks in?
Yes, we are. Ooh. I tell you, this is getting better by the Sunday, huh?
Getting, I know. We had a great show today. Thanks for everyone who tuned in to Sunday Conversation. We're back at it next Sunday, right?
Yes,
it's Janae Renee.
Teddy Reese.
And it's Sunday Conversation.